Tech Webcast, streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands, brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Holding brain hands.
I need a website, son.
What, Pop?
I need a website.
Well, if you're like Pop and you need a website, why not get on the internet and type furiousmarketing.com.au? They build all types of websites and can also help you with marketing your website. Furious Marketing can also be found on Facebook at Furious Marketing. So, for all things website and marketing, you should be following furiousmarketing.com.au.
Is they furious at me, son?
Shh, no. That's their name and the ad's over. Vinyl is back, baby. And if you don't want to miss the boat on all things vinyl, then you should jump right over to Still Spinning. That's STILL, Still Spinning on YouTube. It's Kevin Carpenter's wonderful channel where he has video after video on all things vinyl. So, Kevin also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/stillspinning3, that's the number 3, where you can continue the conversation. So if you want that new turntable, if you're after the Beatles White Album, or you don't know what vinyl is all about, just jump over to Still Spinning on YouTube and hook up with Kevin Carpenter. And we thank Kevin and Still Spinning for supporting Tech Webcast. Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 430, recorded on the 3rd of June 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support us at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your hosts today are Aldwin, Jacob, and myself, Daryl, and our very special guest is Cham Tang. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
As you know, Brad's having a day off today. I don't know how he managed to get a day off, but he owns the podcast, so I guess he can have a day off. So you've got my slightly croaky voice here today. I've been getting over a cold, and so if I sound like a bit like a bullfrog at times, that's what's happening.
You've got the sexy voice on today, Daryl.
I've got sort of, what is it, what's his name, white voice, deep voice, and hello. Sort of gets a bit deeper and deeper as I get a worse cold, so so that's great. So how's everyone's week been?
I've had a great week. Thank you very much. I'm actually in Sydney. I've been doing a few courses with Authentic Education, which Cham is the co-founder of. And right now I'm in the middle of a course called Present Like a Pro. And it's all about presentation skills and how to get your message across effectively. And it's been absolutely awesome. I love the work of Authentic Education. We'll be hearing more about that today. So really enjoying that. And how about you, Daryl? How's your week been?
It's been good. Well, apart from sort of getting a cold sort of midweek. I've been work stuff, but also involved with Life of Brian. So we had our second last performance last night, and we had about 250. It's officially sold out, so that was fantastic, the last two shows. And tonight we've got our very last show, and then we have the after show cast party, which I'm looking forward to. So yep, one final show tonight and it's been very up here. It's been very successful. It's the first time we think the first time anywhere in the world that anyone's done a musical version of the movie of Life of Brian. So yeah, it's quite unique. For those audiences, it sort of seemed probably once in a lifetime production, because I don't know if anyone else is going to take a version of it and make a musical version out of it.
Wow, that sounds brilliant. Awesome. And what about Jacob? How are you going over there in America right now? It's probably nighttime for you, is it?
Yep. I've been working all week.
Busy.
Very good. Awesome.
I bet.
Awesome. That's great. Any news on the work front, anything you want to share with us, Jacob?
No, I was just I go whenever I see someone at one of my neighbor's house, I always volunteer and go and help.
Awesome.
Give my
awesome.
Time.
Well, you will be rewarded in the afterlife, Jacob, I'm sure. What comes around goes around. So, give more than you receive to receive more than you give, they say. So that's awesome. Well, we're going to have a great show today. We're missing Brad, of course. However, we will soldier on without the wonderful Brad. And we have our special guest, Cham Tang. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Aldwyn. I've known Aldwyn for a few years now, so when she asked me to become a special guest on this podcast, I kind of jumped at the chance. I thought it'd be a good opportunity to hopefully share my knowledge with other people and just have fun, I guess.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on board. And it was fairly short notice, so I really appreciate you coming on as our guest. And you're always fascinating to hear from, Cham. You're such a wealth of knowledge and particularly in the areas of productivity. You're also known as Dr. Efficiency is another title you have. And, of course, Authentic Education, a lot of people may not realize, was in the BRW Top 100 and the only education company in the Fast Starter Awards, which is absolutely awesome. Awesome. So congratulations, Cham. That's a really fantastic achievement. And I know that yourself and Ben Harvey, who you co-founded the company with, have also had heaps of media exposure, which has been awesome. And it's all about living your love. And I love the message of authentic education. It's probably why I've done just about every one of your programs. I just absolutely love what you do. And it really is authentic education. And in a time when, there's a lot of inauthenticity, I guess, out there nowadays, with education companies, people getting very frustrated with how things have been happening. I think, what you and Ben have put together has really been like a breath of fresh air in the industry. So if you could just start out, maybe just share, how you started the company and why you started the company.
Yeah, sure. A long time ago, I was in high school, probably about 1995. So about, it's over 20 years ago now. And I didn't really know what I was going to do with my life. I just used to think that my parents' strategy of working hard for the next 40 years and climbing the corporate ladder or being a doctor or lawyer, that was the only thing I could ever do. So I kind of became disillusioned in high school. And I was really, really smart in year 7 because I went to a selective school. But at around about year 10, I thought I was a big smarty pants. And I discovered that the marks in year 11 and 12 don't actually go towards your what's called the TER or tertiary education rank at the time. So I just started slacking off and my marks in year 11 and 12 were really, really bad and I became a bit lost. And I started to get into personal development. I went to uni in the end as a mature age student to do IT, but then I realized that I actually enjoyed helping people more than the actual computer stuff. The computer stuff I still love to this day, productivity and technology, but I enjoyed more using that to help other people's lives. So instead of doing the normal corporate route and working for a bank, which I was doing at the time, I decided to kind of throw caution to the wind, step outside my comfort zone and start a business, which was Authentic Education. And that was in 2009, we started about 8 years ago and it's been going well since. So here I am.
Awesome. And it all started in a hotel room, I believe, Ben was saying the other day. So what were you guys actually discussing, at that moment?
Yeah, so my business partner, Benjamin J. Harvey, and I, we used to work for another company where we traveled around Australia doing these helping out at these personal development events. And then we used to share a service department because they used to put like two people together and just randomly happened to be us. And we started to talk. And we realized that we had similar values and we both saw that there was a gap in the marketplace because things were very American back then. I mean, some ways they still are. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with American, but there was definitely a gap for, I would say, doing personal development the Australian way, you know, without hugs and dances on stage and stuff like that, which isn't for everyone. And we just wanted to teach personal development and help people the way we thought we would love to learn. And when I say personal development, I just mean anything to make yourself better, whether that's productivity, goal setting, you know, mindset, better communication tools, all of that stuff, I would say, falls under the banner of personal development.
Mm, awesome. And you've actually come from a, you know, quite a hard background. And do you think your, you know, your background, you know, being a first generation Australian, do you think that's really helped make you as ambitious and hardworking as you currently are?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to say because you can never truly split test it. I can't have like a twin brother that, you know, one was born in Australia and the other one was born in Vietnam. So yeah, I was born in Vietnam and I came over on a boat with my brother and my mum and dad in 1978. So I was only a baby, but I felt that my mum is still living in that old kind of style of, I would say, scarcity and security, where the main thing is you need job security, you need a secure house, you should pay off your debts and all of that stuff. You don't have to travel the world. You should just save your money and stay in Australia. You shouldn't buy jeans that cost more than $150 because they should only be $30 from Kmart. So I come from that kind of value system, being brought up by my parents, but it's kind of like I'm in Australia, which is a completely different value system. So to answer your question, yeah, it definitely has shaped me, and I do have that need for security. But being in Australia, I have that need to also, you know, live my life for the present, not just live it for the future. So, yeah, I feel that half of my values and personality has come from her, my parents, and then half has come from, you know, being in Australia.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, you're definitely a very inspiring person. And we will be talking today about technology that you use to increase productivity and also marketing tools online, which I'm really looking forward to. But before we get to that, Jacob has a question. Over to you, Jacob.
Well, I'm going to take that question right now. What?
Yes.
So yes. What type of technical stuff do you use during your everyday?
During my everyday, good question. So I, first of all, like Aldwin says, I love productivity. I have been obsessed with just getting things done ever since I left high school. And I realized that I actually have to fend for myself and be self-disciplined. I remember thinking one time that all of the notes I have in my life, like you might read a book, you might have a good tip, you might want to set some goals, or you might have some tasks you have to do. Where should I keep all that information? And I remember searching for hours and hours, searching for a program that I thought must exist out there. And I didn't realize it at the time, but having tried, like installed 30 different free programs from the internet on my computer over the course of, I would say, a week and trying them all out, I came up with a thing known as a personal information manager, which at the time I used one called MyLinux MyInfo. And then later on, I realized there was a great one called Evernote. And then later on, I realized there's an even better one called Microsoft OneNote. So in my day-to-day, I use a program called Microsoft OneNote. It's brilliant for handling all your information. In my opinion, it's better than Evernote. To get a bit technical and geeky, obviously like your podcast says as well, because I love to geek out on stuff, Evernote does things with labels, which I don't like, and OneNote does things with folders. And I think that's a lot better because it's just easier for people to understand. Whereas originally I thought labels were going to be better in Evernote because one Evernote could have five or six labels, but it just got really confusing. And my staff didn't understand it, and neither did I. Stuff was everywhere. You also can't order things properly. If you have six steps in a row in Evernote, you have to order them by number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because it orders it alphabetically. You can't just drag and drop. Whereas OneNote, you can just drag and drop the order of your notes without having to rename them. So that's a small thing. I know it sounds like a small thing, but it's such a critical thing. And that's why I like Microsoft OneNote. There's only two that I would go for, Microsoft OneNote or Evernote, because they're ubiquitous. You can get them on Mac, PC, iPhone, Android, mobile, whereas every other solution, let's say OmniFocus, it's just for Mac. So it's not as good because I know a lot of people have different devices these days. So, yeah, I use Microsoft OneNote. I use other things like Text Expansion Tool, which is critical. Text Expansion Tool means you can type in a shortcut, like I type in the shortcut ZEML, which stands for my email address, and it replaces those four letters with my full email address, cham@authenticeducation.com.au. I might have another one that says ZWKD, which is for me, hi, how you going? I hope you had a great weekend. It just saves so much time so you don't have to spend time retyping things that you do regularly. I might have another one that says all the information you need is here at this website, because we give away free websites sometimes. All the information you need for your free website overview is here. If you've got any questions about it, let me know. Cheers, champ. But now I can type that out with four letters. So we use one called Phrase Express for PC. And on a Mac, we use Atext. So I consider myself a geek as well. And I actually bought a MacBook Air just so I could learn how to do shortcuts on Mac and how to teach people on Mac as well as PC. So when someone asks me, oh, does that work on Mac? I can say, yeah, this is how it works on Mac as well. So they're one of the two biggest programs I use. Jacob, I know that was a long answer to the question. Hope it makes sense.
Hey, that was pretty good. I've used something like Text Expander. I know a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And when first people see it, it's like a magic trick or something. They can't believe it. And I really like it when the light bulb goes off in their head because they can really imagine how much time and stuff they could save. Because it's also useful for not knowing information. Like they say, the average person throughout their whole lifetime spends 1 year just trying to find lost items. And one of the things they might try and find is, like as an example, I have to type in my ABN number sometimes, or I might have to type in my, let's say I'm booking a movie ticket and I have to type in my Cinebuzz rewards number. Instead of trying to find it, I know all I have to type in is ZCIN. The reason it starts always with Z, by the way, is because Z is one of the least used letters in the alphabet and I won't accidentally type it. And then the next three letters, which is CIN, it just stands for Cinebuzz. It's something that I've created. And I know a lot of people might be thinking out there, that means you have to spend time setting it up. You definitely do. But there's a really great quote I like by Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's an author. And he said that the easy road gets hard and the hard road gets easy. And that goes for anything in life, especially shortcuts. You know, it's hard to try and figure out the shortcuts and set them up. But as time goes on, it gets easy. And it's obviously easy not to set up the shortcuts. But as your life and your business and all your career goes on, it gets really, really hard not to have them as well. Once you get the hang of it, it's really fun and saves a heck of a lot of time and stress, I find.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had a friend that used it. I was like, he made like a two-page clip, just putting like four letters and wham, he put it right in the chat.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty crazy. You can cut your email time by like, I would say conservatively, you could cut your email time by about 20%.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. And Cham, what about with text messaging? So if you need to type your email into a text message, what do you use for your phone?
See, for my phone, and I've got an Android phone, by the way, I can't really get two phones, otherwise I probably would. Doesn't make sense. But I have an Android phone and I use Swipe. So that's Swype. I use Swipe because you can only really have one keyboard at once on your Android phone. It becomes too troublesome to switch. So with Swipe, just like a lot of other keyboards, if you type something in like your email address, it thinks that's a brand new word and you can save it to your dictionary. So once you start typing, like if I type in cham@, it automatically suggests @authenticeducation.com.au. So I don't have to type in the whole thing. The other benefit of using Swipe, though, is that you can type just with using one thumb. You don't actually have to have your other hand. So the way it works is you don't take your thumb off the keyboard and you just keep swiping different words. You only have to take your thumb off the keyboard every time you start a new word, and it automatically inserts the space bar. But I've done a test before. The test everyone always uses is you type in the phrase, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, because that uses every letter in the English alphabet. But I've done a test. I can type that sentence in with one thumb just as quick as someone who is using both thumbs. And that comes in handy. Like, just say I was at the airport the other day and I've got one hand on my luggage. I could type out a text message really quickly just using one thumb. I don't have to, like, stop or carry my baggage in a weird way because I need both my hands. It's just, yeah, it's a small thing, but it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. And that would literally save, you know, it would save hours, I would say, in someone's life, as I was saying, you know, as Ben was saying, in a success automation, you know, care about the seconds and you care about your life. You know, it may seem like a small thing, but actually if you add up all those seconds and minutes, you know, it could lead to weeks or even months in your life where you're not just looking for things, but, you know, typing things out fully, where you could just use a shortcut, just take a little bit of time to set that up initially. So that really brilliant, really brilliant thing. And Daryl, have you got some questions for Chen?
With your because I'm involved. Well, I'm not involved in the podcast. My sort of day job, I'm involved with a registered training organisation. So I'm interested in your education. How did you sort of develop it? And if people are looking to sort of, you know, train with you, what range of courses have you got available?
Okay, thanks for asking that question. That wasn't pre-planned, by the way.
I'm actually, you know, because I'm curious, because I work for a registered training organisation. It's a small one, community-based one. So, and we've been going through the pain of, because the industry itself became mired, at least in Victoria, and it became mired in a lot of controversy over some organisations, you know, fly-by-nighters coming in.
And vet fee help and everything.
With a huge bucket of money that with no regulation, which meant, you know, people were, you know, giving people laptops to do courses and various other things. And, of course, good providers got mud thrown at them, as well as the shonky ones. So I'm just sort of curious as about your organisation.
Yeah, so the way we develop our content is through all of the, you know, the courses, the training, the corporate training we've done. So as an example, my business partner, Benjamin J. Harvey, he used to do corporate training for Adecco, Optus, Telstra. Yep. He was a coach and a business coach. He did over 8,500 one-on-one sessions with people. So he learned a lot through experience. He also has done a bucket load of courses. Truth be told, he originally started doing those courses because he was depressed and overweight and he was unhappy with his life. So he was doing those courses just to heal himself. He went around on a worldwide journey doing courses, even all the way to Portugal. He studied at an international academy there. But he did all those things originally for himself, and then later on he did it actually to help others because he was passionate about it. So it's been built over the years off the back of other people's courses, off the back of our own experience and corporate training as well. Now who we're passionate about helping is people in personal development to empower themselves, and if they want to make a living from it and actually do what they love for a living by helping others, then they come to us for the business side of things, such as marketing and presenting skills. Like Aldwyn mentioned, she's at a presenting course now, how to write a book, that kind of thing. So the three, I guess, main events that we have is that we tour around Australia and we're in seven cities, and we're actually doing three major events. One is called the Turning Point Intensive, which is how to empower yourself, how to find your purpose. And the second one is called the Financial Freedom Formula, which is how to create wealth in your life. So you don't have to work hard for money, but you get money to work hard for you. And the third one is called Prosper from Your Passion, which is all about how to find what you love and create a business from it. So if you Google those, they'll come up on the first page of Google under Authentic Education, you know, Prosper from Your Passion, Financial Freedom Formula, and Turning Point Intensive. They're all free. The way we market our business is quite like Google. Just like everything these days in the digital age seems to start off free, especially if people know what they're doing from a marketing point of view. It's like Spotify is free and then you pay to upgrade. We call that the freemium method. Google is free, but if you want extra storage or if you want to click those ads, you can. Evernote is free, but if you want to be able to download offline and have a few extra free features, then you pay. And the same with our business. We say we're going to give you a full-day training with a manual, everything. It's awesome value. And for about 5% of the day, we're going to mention some other paid courses. And if you want to come along, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. That's cool. But it makes it all worth it. Kind of like just a commercial break. And we found in the digital age, that's the best way to market. Give stuff for free. Help as many people as you can. And just by course of nature, karma, or whatever you want to call it, you'll get rewarded because there's going to be a whole bunch of people that would love to continue on.
Do you do webinars?
We do webinars. One thing I have noted, though, is that with webinars, it's a different kettle of fish. Mm. And we're specializing in live events, and we can only do so many things. We are moving more and more online. So if you were to go to our website now, authenticeducation.com.au, we have a tab at the top that we just released last week called Online Courses. And we released two free online courses. One is called the 10 Money Myths, which is all the limiting beliefs people have about money. Like, if I have a lot of money, I'm greedy, I'm selfish, money can't buy happiness, it doesn't grow on trees, having money is hard. We overcome those myths. And another one is turning what you love into what you do. So we do online courses and webinars. We've only just started because if there's anything I've learned in business and in life, you have to focus on one core area. And sometimes a lot of people say yes to things, like, yes, I want to do a webinar. Yes, I want to do this. But then they spread themselves too thin and they stress themselves out. I've actually found these days that there's a power in saying no, because the more you say no to something, you're saying yes even more to something else. So, yeah, we do webinars. We're just starting to do that now because our live events are kind of on the automatic pilot, so to speak, and we're just rolling out online courses. And this is after 7 years of business. I actually wanted to start a podcast as well and write a book, but once again, there's only so many things you can do at once.
And like with your training on sort of automation and making things easier and quicker, are you sort of looking at, because it seems the next big leap in technology is AI, and I was sort of thinking as you're talking about, you know, shortcuts and text expanders and things like that, I was sort of mentally thinking about, you know, the next great leap would be, you know, where, you know, you just tell an automated system within on your computer, I want to do something, and it just does it. Are you sort of keeping an eye on that to sort of keep ahead of the game? Because I think that's the next big leap.
Yeah, definitely. I keep an eye on that. I wouldn't say I actively research it, but I keep an eye on it just for my own personal use. And then when it becomes so useful, I like to teach it to other people. But I haven't seen that it hasn't come in leaps and bounds just yet, in terms of, you know, language recognition and everything. I think Siri was a big leap forward, and then obviously Android copied with the OK Google thing that they do. That is quite handy. Also, in the olden days, the actual dragon naturally speaking and converting your speech to text was quite bad, but these days it's extremely good. But in terms of, you know, AI, I know that Facebook just released a thing called Ads to Messenger. So instead of placing a Facebook ad that goes to your website, what you can do is you can place a Facebook ad and you get an automatic message. And now you can set up these message bots and teach them to answer your prospect, your potential client, depending on what they say. So if someone responds to your ad and says something like, you know, what are your operating hours? It can detect operating hours and then flick back 9 to 5:30 or whatever. So they're starting to do that more and more because I guess there's a financial reason to do it. But I've played around with those messenger bots and they're not exactly the best right now. But I think in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, it will be quite amazing. You perhaps wouldn't know that you were talking to a bot, which I think is cool because it'd be like those movies, like I think that the movie is called Her, where he has a relationship with Scarlett Johansson, who's a computer program. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, the whole, you know, and the whole concept. I mean, it starts off, you know, a lot of the things that it does with big business and big data and all that sort of stuff. So the Googles and the Facebooks and the Microsofts use it behind the scenes and you almost don't know. And then it'll make that breakout where it'll, I mean, Siri's good, but it still has its limitations. I mean, because it's not sort of global. I mean, I've, you know, at times have asked Siri for, say, sports scores and the, like Australian stuff, and it sort of goes, huh? It doesn't really understand it, or hasn't got a content hook to localise content. It's something that I've always railed against with Apple and that they can be slow. Whereas Google, because Google deals in data all the time, that's its business, is ads and data and knowing as much as it can about you. They can sometimes, but yeah, I'm just interested because I, you know, the old science fiction where, you know, well, Star Trek would be the perfect example where you sort of talk to a computer and it doesn't just answer yes or no, it comes back with stuff. It knows you better than you know yourself. That's the
interesting, for sure. Yeah. I'm still waiting for that synthesizer from Star Trek. That seems to be coming. I mean, we've got the 3D printing now, so the day that we can just say I want to Big Mac and it can just synthesize one.
Yep.
That would be pretty good.
I don't think that's that many, I mean, that many years away. I can imagine that, yes. I mean, if you can do it with inanimate objects, I mean, why couldn't you put, you know, stuff together and it could produce food? You just never know.
Yeah.
Oh. Making me hungry, this conversation. I have a question, Cham, about what marketing tools you use to promote your events, and what are the best ones you've found?
Okay, that's a pretty good question, and a lot of people want to know this question because marketing is huge these days, especially digital marketing. There are 7 different marketing methods, and the top 7 that we use, the biggest one we use is speaking and live events for our particular business. I have found these days, and the reason I say that is because these days everyone is inundated in social media with their email boxes are overflowing. There's too much. People can't actually discern and tell the difference between someone who is the real deal and someone who just set themselves up overnight. Because I can find any website on the world, and I could give it to some guy in India for, you know, $500, and he can make it look exactly the same. And that's quite confusing for people. You can't tell when you're scrolling through your Facebook newsfeed ad who is good and who is bad, because they could have just copied off someone and it's just a Facebook ad. So that's why we say live events is the best, because you get that trust. One of the big things in marketing and sales and relationship building is trust. And it's hard to build trust online because they can't see your face. They don't actually know who you are. The second thing they can't have online is there's no attention. People have the attention span of a goldfish online. People flick through their newsfeed and all they're willing to give you is half a second. If you don't impress them in half a second, they'll just keep scrolling. Whereas when people are live at an actual event, you could have their attention for the entire 2 hours. But you can't really do that. I know Jacob asked the question before about webinars. You can't get someone's attention on a webinar for 2 hours. It's very difficult. They're sitting in front of their computer, but you know what they're doing. They're checking Facebook while they're listening to the webinar. They're doing their chores. They've left the room to get a cup of tea. They're replying to emails, trying to multitask. No one is sitting just staring at a webinar screen for 2 hours. So in that way, we do live events. The other good thing is Facebook ads. I mean, these days, it's great for the small marketer because you can spend $5 on Facebook ads or $5 million. And it's all about targeting. I mean, we always say in marketing, you don't have to have the best product. You just need a hungry crowd. Obviously, it's better if you have a good product. But targeting that hungry crowd is so much easier. I mean, in the olden days, if you wanted to market, just say you had an IT repair business, if you wanted to market that, you had to put out an ad in the newspaper for $5,000 or whatever it is. But these days, you could spend $50 and just target people within a 1 kilometer radius of your house who are between the ages of 40 and 55, who are female, who also have liked, you know, some tech magazine like, you know, Life Hacker or something like that. That's so specific. And all you do is you spend your $50 on just that person. So it's like a godsend. I'm not going to go into all seven marketing methods, but I did create a program about it. And if you wanted to learn what the seven are, it's called Digital Marketing Made Easy, and it's on our website. And I actually list the seven marketing methods and, more importantly, the seven skills people need. The reason the skills are important is sometimes I say Facebook ads, and then people say, I tried Facebook ads, they didn't work. That's because they didn't have a skill known as copywriting. Copywriting is the ability to write compelling words on an advertisement so that people actually are curious and want to know more. So it's not just the marketing methods like Facebook. You actually have to have the skill, such as copywriting, such as, you know, how to create graphic design and tasty looking images, et cetera, et cetera. I could go on and on, but I won't because I.
It's interesting with targeted ads, because if you compare like Facebook and Google with, say, old media like TV, like I live in a rural environment, and so we get ads from our local, the closest sort of television station, but many of the ads are for services that are not available where I am. You know, like I like watching, you know, AFL football, and I'm constantly getting ads for natural gas, you know, hook up to natural gas, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. There's no natural gas anywhere near me. Or it's for fast food chains that is nowhere near me. Whereas if you're going to have ads, and no one likes, you know, as a consumer, no one likes ads, but if you're going to have ads, if they're targeted to something that you actually like or are interested in, at least you say, oh, that's good. But rather than the old media, which just blasts ads out to a big geographic location, whether that person in that location can actually make use of the service or not. I think that's the big distinguisher between old media and, if you like, new media.
Yeah, definitely. Old media is, like you're saying, it's like a shotgun approach. Just everyone gets it, and then the advertiser just has to spend all their money and hit and hope. And then the new advertising is more of a laser-targeted approach. And the good thing about that as well is that people can test, because you can spend $50, do some tests, tweak your ads, try and make it better, then spend another $50 and another $200, et cetera, et cetera. But in the old style, you had to spend $5,000 and then scratch your head thinking what people were doing, and then spend another $5,000 after you changed it. That's a very expensive exercise, which, you know, most people can't afford. So it's a lot better these days for smaller operations, as well as bigger operations, but definitely for the average person who is like a sole trader or a small business, It's loads better these days than it used to be.
This is why I always suggest, you know, get free publicity, get the journalist to actually write about you, because that increases that trust value in the community like nothing else. So traditional media is really good for that, to actually increase your trust and credibility in the community, so that when people Google your name, that they find that you have that credibility of the traditional media. And now a lot of the traditional media platforms are also moving online and have a strong online news area as well, which is definitely worth utilizing. However, you know, Facebook has definitely changed the face of how laser targeted you can get, as you say, Cham, with targeting specific people for, you know, for your events and different things that you do. So
that's good point, Aldwyn. Because Aldwyn's helped us with a bit of PR as well in the past, which we're grateful for. But one of the benefits of PR is, I mean, people think that the benefit of PR is that you're going to get a whole bunch of traffic to your site. And that is a benefit. It's short-lived, though, I find. But the other two benefits that people don't really realize is, number one, the SEO part. Because a lot of these organizations and news sites, they have great domain authority. So when they link back to your site, that backlink they give you is invaluable. You can't even purchase that. And a lot of them, if you're lucky, I guess, and you get on a big site, like we were on news.com.au and Sydney Morning Herald, if you're lucky enough that they link back to your site, it's also syndicated. So not only do I get a link from news.com.au, but it's syndicated in the Mercury, in the Courier Mail in Brisbane, in the Geelong Advertiser, like to about 15 different others. So that is unbelievable when it comes to what's known as link juice. And then the second thing as well is that credibility you can show to potential customers. So if you've got a brochure or the homepage of your website, or if you run a talk, you could say, okay, I've been featured in these publications. So that's credibility that last forever. And in my mind, those two things I just mentioned, the SEO and the credibility to existing and new clients, is worth more than the traffic that I might get from a website. It's pretty good. And like Alden said, the trust, the third-party trust, when news.com.au says this person is a great educational company, that means a lot more than me saying it, because, of course, I'm going to say that.
Yes, absolutely. And once you've appeared in that media, you can say as seen on TV or as seen in that media forever, which is so powerful to be able to, you know, just appear once and be able to use that in your marketing forever on, you know, on your media page, on your website, or, you know, under your ads, to say as seen here, there and everywhere. It's very, very powerful. And, you know, in saying that, I think, you know, marketing is something that you want to get a lot of feelers out. It's like the World Wide Web. You want to spread that web, you know, as far as you can, I guess, you know, spread those arms out and get, you know, get hits on different sites and, you know, really, you know, spread to get out to more people, you know, kind of like, I think the World Wide Web is like just a big spider web, you know, and the more links and things you have out there that come back to your, you know, your website or to what you do, it just gives you all that much more credibility as well online. So I think that's very important. Even though, you know, SEO is changing, and the way that that people rank on page, you know, page one of Google is changing. I don't think backlinks are as big now as they used to be. Have you noticed some trends in that area around SEO? What's working, what's not nowadays, Chen?
Yeah, definitely. With Google, what they're trying to do now is more get to the common sense approach. So they want to return good pages back to their users when they're in the search engine. And everyone is always trying to game and work the system. So what they're doing less now is not even letting you know what the page rank is anymore. Before, you could get a little add-on extension to Google Chrome and it would tell you the page rank of every website. But people got too focused on that. And some people started selling links. So they said, I've got a page rank 5, which is considered good. I'm going to sell you links from my pages for, you know, $200 a month or something. So Google got rid of that. And now it's just providing good quality content, having a website which is quite sticky so that when people land on your site, they stay there as well. And, you know, all of the things like social shares, etc. Having a website that has a good domain authority. So people are caring more about the actual overall website now, and less about the actual page, so that they just assume that if you've got a good domain authority, you're a trusted source and all the stuff on your website is good. Backlinks still matter for sure, because that's something that's very hard to work the system on. But it matters a little bit less than it did before. And internal link structure, I know it's a technical term, but the way all your pages link together and the content on your page, that matters a lot more these days than it did, you know, 5 years ago.
Yeah, fantastic. That's great. And what are some apps that you use on your phone, Cham, for you know, increased productivity on your phone? You have mentioned a few there, but are there any that you just absolutely love that you use?
Not particularly. When it comes to productivity, I love Amazon Kindle. I know it's not a productivity specific thing, but instead of just mindlessly reading Facebook or Sydney Morning Herald or something like that, which is okay sometimes, but I like to read a book and have some continuation. So if I'm standing in line, or if I'm in public transport, or if I'm waiting, you know, at the airport or something, I can pick up where I left off. And I kind of think of it like a mobile university. I'm educating myself, and in a month's time, I could get through one book just through all of the spare time I have throughout the day. Other than that, I really like Google Keep. It's like Post-it notes on steroids. It's made by Google, but I can quickly type out a note on my phone, and then when I'm back on my computer, I can just go to keep.google.com, and it shows up there. So they're the main ones. I do have OneNote on my phone, but it's not the best app on your mobile phone. It's not the quickest. If you want to do something really quick, I find Google Keep is just a lot more responsive. But yeah, I don't have any specific productivity apps on my phone. I don't try and do a lot of work per se on my phone, just because it's just a lot slower than on a PC or a Mac.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. There's some really good tools. And are you very active in social media yourself, Chan?
Yes, I am actually. If someone by chance wanted to become my friend on Facebook, I do have a Facebook URL. It's facebook.com/authentic cham/authentic cham, or you just search for my full name, Cham Tang.
Awesome. And how important is social media, do you think, nowadays for business, being active in social media?
I think it's pretty important. I don't think it's important from the concept of it attracts you new customers unless you're paying for ads. Like having a Facebook page and having 10,000, 50,000 likes, that's not going to produce you a steady stream of clients, and nor is having, you know, I think I'm up to 3,000 friends on Facebook, nor is that. But what it does, it strengthens the relationship with your existing clients, and it shows a personal side of you that they wouldn't see ordinarily. Like the amount of people that have come up to me and said, congratulations on your marriage. I saw your wedding photos. Or how was Hawaii? I saw you went there. Or how was that Ferrari that you got in the mail? I got a Ferrari in the mail from American Express. They were using it as a marketing tactic to try and upsell me to a platinum credit card. They gave me a Ferrari without the remote control and said, if I want to take control of my finances and take control of this Ferrari, I should call them for a platinum credit card. I thought that was pretty funny. People come up to me and say, oh, I saw that. So it kind of builds that connection and keeps you top of mind. And it's just fun, really, to share your life with others.
Yeah, awesome. Love it. We could talk so much on all these topics. You know, we could really just go on and on. Now, Daryl, Jacob, do you have other questions for Chan?
I was going to say, what future, do you have a sort of like a future plan for authentic education, sort of some sort of tip or you can give us what your next direction will be?
Yeah, the next direction would be online learning, you know, getting all of the content that we've refined over the last 7.5 years and then putting it in a course online so people all over the world can get value from it. You know, right now there's people in America or people in London, you know, everywhere, Singapore, Canada, that would love to hear from us because we know we've got some clients there, but because we've never physically flown over there, and in a lot of ways we don't plan to because of time constraints and everything, they can't get value. So we would like to record, and we're going to record all of our content and then put it on online as well, instead of having to do it live. Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Cool.
Awesome. And that's really cool. And Chan, how many people has Authentic Education now helped start businesses? I know there's quite a lot there. Do you know the figures?
Yeah, I would say conservatively at last count it was over 350 businesses in Australia that we've helped start. That's not how many people we've trained. When we've trained tens of thousands of people, but that's just actual businesses that we know of that have started in Australia, which we're quite proud of because all of those businesses we call difference maker businesses as well. So they're not the average business. They're businesses that are helping other people because we always wanted to help people help other people. And we thought that if we teach teachers or educate educators, so to speak, that would have the biggest impact on Australia and the world. Because I believe personally that education is the best gift you could give someone because it keeps on giving. It's the whole, you know, teach a man to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime as opposed to giving him a fish and he'll eat for a day. It's that whole thing. And I think you mentioned it before, but, yeah, if people did want to know more about it, I know the time is running out. They could go to get some more productivity stuff. And I've set up a special link, and the special link for all the listeners is authenticeducation.com.au/tech, T-E-C-H. So if you go to authenticeducation.com.au/tech, I've just got some special gifts and bonuses that you can get for free if you like, and keep in touch.
Awesome. That's great, Cham. And what do you love specifically about your job? What do you love the most?
I love when people get a light bulb moment, actually, where they always thought something was true in their life and then they realize, oh, my God, that's not true. Like I was talking to a lady, Alyssa, the other day about finances and money, and she always thought that if you have more money, you're taking it from someone else. And then I had to explain to her, that that's not what you're doing. When you create value and you create a course and you sell that for $5,000, you're increasing the GDP of Australia and the pie is getting bigger. You're expanding the pie and making more pie. You're not taking someone else's slice. And when that light bulb went off in her mind, things changed. And now she doesn't have that stuff around money. And she actually has more money because of that. And thinks that's okay, which it is okay. So I like that light bulb moment that gets turned on people's minds.
Yeah, that's awesome, champ. Fantastic. Well, I think we're coming almost to the end of the show. Daryl, Jacob, any other questions for champ?
No, I think where can they get hold of you? I'm sure there'll be a lot of people that listen to this and go, hey, I want to either enroll in a course or I want some more information. So how can they get hold of you or your friendly staff?
Yeah, they could check out authenticeducation.com.au. All of our stuff's there. I mean, all of the things on our homepage, like our free events, free online courses and free blog posts, it's all free. Obviously, you know that we do the freemium method. And I'm going to set up that special link, which is authenticeducation.com.au/tech, T-E-C-H, just for your tech webcast listeners, and they can download some free stuff off us there as well.
Cool.
Awesome.
And Aldwyn, I know you're actually at a function today, but where can people get hold of you if they want to, they want to avail themselves of your services?
Thank you, Daryl. And I just really want to thank Cham for being our guest. That's some yep. awesome stuff shared. And thank you so much for setting up that special link for our listeners. I'm sure they're going to love that and they'll get a lot of great value. The website is awesome, authenticeducation.com.au/tech, T-E-C-H. That'll be awesome. I'll be checking that out myself. And for me, people can connect with me on my website, which is aaxpose.com, or on Twitter at Aldwyn, on Facebook. Just search Aldwyn Altenay. You'll see me on all the main social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+. I'm on YouTube. I've got my YouTube channel under Aldwyn Altenay. I've got a few online shows as well. And I would love to connect with anyone listening to this right now, and I'd love your feedback as well on what you thought of the show and any comments. So you can pop them also on, of course, the Tech Webcast Facebook page as well, and we will have the link for this this show up online soon on iTunes. So love to hear what people think. And thanks once again, Cham. It's been awesome. And Jacob, how can people get in touch with you?
Hold on. My keyboard was messing up.
The new keyboard.
No, I'm on the iPad, so you can follow me at jazzbot326691z.
Excellent. That's great. That's great. And so Brad will be back, I'm sure, next week to take control of the podcast. And so thanks for putting up my croaky voice. And that's it for another
episode. And Daryl, how can people get in touch with you, Daryl?
Oh, me? Oh, look, on Twitter they can get me at Learnscape or on the Google Pluses. As I say, I always say I'm still on Google Plus. I don't know if I'm one of the only ones left. But on Google Plus you can get me at plus Daryl Hunt. So you can find me there. And also I'm around on Facebook and LinkedIn and that sort of stuff as well. So I'm easily stalked. So you can easily find me on the internet. So that's it for another episode of Tech Webcast. Thank you again to our special guest, Cham, for his interesting discussion on all things sort of productivity and education. As I say, Brad will be back next week. And as Leo Laporte would say, another Tech Webcast is in the can.
Thanks for having me all, and it was a pleasure being on the show. Hosts and guests
unsurpassed. Thanks, Chan, it was awesome. Appreciate your time. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Big